The next speaker comes from India in Tamil Nadu Agriculture University, and his name is Thivasingamani Pattasarathi. And title of his presentation is going to be Altered Leaf Photosynthetic Rates, Root Oxidizing Power and Yield of Rice Under Drip Irrigation.
Thank you. Good morning. All my topic is on Altered Leaf Photosynthetic Rate, Root Oxidizing Power and Yield of Rice under drip irrigation. The background of the study is the rice is a major food in worldwide. It's growing in 115 countries. In India, for 44 million hectares of rice grown in India, but it's consuming more 75% of water, agriculture water. So we need to go for alternate water saving methods. So we go for a drip irrigation for rice because it will be the future technology and water saving technology, and also it is used for the developing countries in the small holding farmers, which having efficient use of resources and increasing the productivity and yield. So growing rice in drip irrigation is novel technology and is suitable for the water scarce areas. And in my studies, this is my PhD work. I did my studies on physiological change. What are the physiological changes occur in the under drip irrigation? And more important one in the drip for rice is root physiology. So studying the root activity, that is root metabolism, is a key requirement for fertilizer and water use efficiency. And also is having control of premature leaf senescence and maintenance of high photosynthetic capacity during the grain filling period. And characterization of root oxidized area, which is having the different variation in the genetic potential. So we will get more effective information from the root oxidizing area and oxidation potential. So it will give the proliferation of metabolic activity by using drip irrigation. It will increasing the photosynthetic rate, leads to increasing growth and yield. So drip irrigation in rice is almost aerobic condition. So oxygen rich environment is very conducive for the emergence of growth of roots. That means growth of newer roots, which will maintain the higher root activity. And coming to the methodology, drip irrigation in rice, we followed as per the standard drip protocol. As per the drip, we adopted the main line, sub main line, and laterals. And we it is a three season study. First season, we tried the lateral distance with the three lateral distances: 0.6 meter lateral distance, 0.8 meter, and 1 meter lateral distances. And discharge rate, 0.6 liter per hour discharge rate and 1 liter per hour discharge rate, because we use the low discharge rate dripper system. From the first season study, we go for the further irrigation methods like subsurface drip irrigation method, surface drip irrigation method, conventional irrigation, along with the some irrigation depths in the subsurface drip irrigation. After concluding the two seasons, we adopted the we tried the three genotypes in the drip irrigation and also two irrigation sources. And this is the view of drip irrigated field with the comparison of surface and subsurface drip irrigation. And this is the three different growth stages of rice under drip irrigation. And regarding the root parameters, we have analyzed the root length density, root mass density by using core sampler analysis. And root oxidation power we analyzed by using the method alpha naphthalamine oxidation method. It's expressed in microgram per gram per hour, and root activity per grain and root activity of sink capacity was calculated by as per the formula. And leaf gas exchange measurements I measured by using infrared gas analyzer, and also chlorophyll fluorescence measurements taken by a PAM analyzer, and the yield components were measured by using as per the standard protocol. And coming to the first one, the root characters, the root length density is the root length density is the important parameter, and it's having it's an important parameter for root studies. And in comparing with the three lateral distances, 0.8 meter lateral distance having higher root length density and mass density. These data is from the flowering stage and grain filling stage. This is the flowering stage information. Comparing the lateral distances, 0.8 meter lateral distances having higher root length density and root mass density. This is due to the availability of water and nutrients are frequent wetting and drying in 0.8 meter lateral distance, because 0.6 meter lateral distance having more wetting, but 1 meter lateral distance is having more drying. But 0.8 meter is the optimum, which will be having more wetting and drying, and also easy nutrient accessibility. So it is having higher root length density and root mass density. Comparing the irrigation methods, subsurface drip irrigation method, that SDI, having higher root length density and root mass density. This is because the top soil layer having the more root proliferation and also easy availability of water and nutrients in the top soil layer. This is also in similar response arrived in the last graph, 5 to 10 centimeter depth of subsurface drip irrigation. Then comparing the three genotypes, that is TNRH180 in the graph, JKRH3333 and ADD45, these three genotypes having wider genotypic variation in the root length density and root mass density. This gives a selection of new drip responsive varieties in terms of root length and root mass. Next, coming for the root activity, the picture shows the transplanted rice root and the drip verticated rice root. The drip verticated rice root having more wide roots, which means more acidized soil contain more aeration, which will give production of more younger roots. That then the activity of the root will be more. So comparing the drip treatments, the root activity will be higher in flowering stage and it will be lesser in grain filling stage. The trend will be decreasing trend. But in the case of 0.8 meter lateral distance, 1 meter 1 LPK drippers is having higher root activity. This higher root activity leads to increased photosynthetic rate, and the increased root activity is due to increased root metabolites, leads to increased nutrient efficiency. There is a reason the increasing root activity in the drip treatments, the rice showed the increased root activity in these treatments. And dry matter partitioning coefficient is the increased dry matter production in terms of increased diameter production in single organ over a period of time, short period of time. So the similar response like in the leaf having a decreasing trend of partitioning coefficient. In the case of roots having negative after 80 days after sowing, the roots having the decreasing trend of partitioning coefficient. This stem and root having same response after 80 days after sowing, the decreasing trend of partitioning coefficient. This means the assimilation or remobilized to the panicle after 80 days after sowing. This will be viewed in the panicle partitioning coefficient. There is an increasing trend after 80 days after sowing, and this will be partitioning will be more in the 0.8 meter lateral distance and subsurface drip irrigation treatments. And next we'll see about the canopy photosynthesis. This is about the net photosynthetic rate with the leaf area index. The higher canopy photosynthesis observed in the JKRH3333 hybrid, comparing the three genotypes, JKRH3333 having higher canopy photosynthesis. Comparing the lateral distance, 0.8 meter lateral distance, in case of irrigation method, subsurface drip irrigation method having increased photosynthesis. And the next one is PS2 efficiency. This is a chlorophyll fluorescence values. This is the PS2 efficiency of rice plant. Comparing the drip irrigation, the 0.8 meter lateral distance and subsurface drip irrigation having higher PS2 efficiency. In case of genotypes, JKRH3333 having 0.73 PS2 efficiency. This is due to, in the case of applying drip irrigation, this will the reduction in partial breakdown of chloroplast structure observed. So why the increased value of PS2 efficiency observed in the drip irrigation and also in the rice hybrids. But in the case of conventional aerobic practice and practice is having more breakdown of chloroplast structure, ultrastructure, that's due to more water stress effect. And compare with the grain yield, comparing the lateral distances and discharge rates, the 0.8 meter lateral distance having 5.6 tonnes of yield, and this is due to the optimum spacing will give root zone irrigation and also effective nutrient application. In the case of drip irrigation methods, subsurface drip irrigation having 4.6 tonnes of yield, these yields are average yield, mean values of the yield, the treatment. The subsurface drip irrigation having 4.6 tons of yield. This is due to the even application of water along the laterals, which will give sufficient nutrients and effective water uptake to the plant, which will leach grain yield. And comparing with the three genotypes, that is TNRH 180, JKRH 33, ARID 45, JKRH 3 hybrid is achieved a higher yield. And in the case of ARID-R45 is getting lower yield. This is due to the, this is a lowland culture variety. So lowland culture variety is having the yield penalty due to the drip irrigation. But in the case of hybrids having more yield, so there is a possibility of developing drip responsive rice from comparing the yield. And this is the total water application in the drip irrigation. In drip irrigation, we applied around 500 to, this is three seasons results. The drip irrigation having applied, we applied 500 to 600 mm of water. But in the case of conventional aerobic practice, we applied 700 to 800 mm of water. But when comparing with the conventional flooded rice, it's nearly around 100%. Means it's in conventional flooded rice, we applied, we will use 1500 mm of water, but in the case of drip irrigation, we will use more than 500 to 600 mm of water. It's around 20% water saving with these two when drip with a conventional aerobic rice, and nearly 100% water saving in the drip with conventional flooded rice irrigation. In the case of water productivity, this is a productivity of water per grains production. Per unit of water applied, and this is a dry. This is a 3 years water productivity data, and this drip irrigation having higher water productivity is 1.6 times more water productivity than the conventional aerobic practice. So it leads to increasing the yield and also double the productivity of area, which will give more yield to the farmers. And regarding the root activity and photosynthetic rate, the root oxidizing power having higher correlation, significant correlation with photosynthesis, and also photosynthesis contribute to yield, and also it's having more correlation with the grain yield. Regarding the significant findings from this study, the drip irrigation improves the root physiology, such as root oxidizing power and root activity, and it leads to increasing photosynthetic rate, which was higher in JKRH 3333 hybrid, and increasing metabolic activity by adopting surface and subsurface drip irrigation, which will improve the photosynthetic rate. And finally, we concluded that lateral spacing of 0.8 meter lateral distance with 1 liter per hour discharge rate drippers by adopting subsurface drip fertigation is the best method for drip rice cultivation. This increasing the yield and water productivity. And root activity may be used as a screening tool for the developing rice genotypes in terms of drip responsive rice development. Flash irrigation. This aerobic, we maintain is flash irrigation, not flooded. We are comparing the drip rice with conventional aerobic, not with flooded, because we can't get the correct difference. Yes, it's alpha naphthalamine activity. We use the alpha naphthalamine chemical. We will take the roots and dip it in the alpha naphthalamine. We measured by using analytically. And some other digital imaging methods are available, but we did in regular biochemical method.
Did you see any differences in the root length? Because the picture with the quadrilateral and the aerobic show pretty much the same length. I would have expected under aerobic conditions. Do you have a deeper root length?
Yes, it's having deeper root length. This picture will show the phenotypic difference. We have more root length. That picture is actually from the previous study done by. Just a minute. Yeah. This picture is reproduced from Dr. K. Vanita. She is my senior researcher. She is working as assistant professor in TNAU. picture. She just comparing the things. But the aerobic rice having, this is maybe aerobic rice, but drip fertigated. But she is comparing the transplanted with the drip fertigated. But in my studies, the by using drip irrigation, the root length is having more root length, because I am using three genotypes. The JKRH 3333 having more sparse and deeper root, but in the case of ARD 45 having lesser roots.